Hi, Chuck. It's Alicia.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you? Thank you for letting me call you, by the way.
No problem. Okay. Yeah, sorry about the phone there.
Oh, it's no problem. So I just have a couple of questions for you. First of all, could you explain to me what being a paranormal investigator means? Like, what do you do?
Basically, this is from the heart. I've been doing this almost 30 years. A lot of the shows out there right now, they're just basically more concerned about ratings. We're not that way. We're coming from the heart. This is, we're here to help.
Okay.
We get a lot of residential calls. We're here trying to go over to residential homes or businesses and hear what they're saying is the problem. And then we're trying to basically do some research on the property, investigate, and try to gather evidence.
Okay.
And then come to a conclusion to help the people out. We're so busy that I've actually got a spinoff team here in Vegas that goes handling the local residentials. This team basically can't do a lot of traveling because either of work and family, so they pretty much will stay here in the area and help local residentials out and businesses. We're the side of the team that basically can do a lot of traveling, and we will handle residentials within the state of Nevada, also Arizona, California, and Utah.
Oh, wow.
So we pretty much will do a lot of traveling. Yeah. Right now, the local team here is, since probably about the summer, have done well over 30 residentials here in town.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, we're more at the historical buildings, and that's what we'd love to do. We're all living up the state right now. Nevada is 150 years old. And we're about there trying to go into a lot of historical buildings. We don't like when buildings are being demolished, to make way for new development. We're right now trying to get into a building here in Boulder City. The old hospital developer has already got approval for demolition. He wants to build homes on the property. And I've seen this over my 30 years. If that hospital comes down, it's haunted. I mean, ghost hunters are out there, Taps, Jason and Grant, or Steve, they're out here, and if homes be built on that property, the homes are going to have activity.
Oh, wow.
So we're not one of these ones that, you know, will try to, the spirits are locked into that building. That was their home. That's where they died. You know, they were all associated with the Hoover Dam construction of that. They all died with their construction of the dam. That's where they ended up. So they haven't crossed over to the other side. Their death was tragic. A lot of workers were killed in the dam. They were actually, concrete was poured on them, they fell, and that was it. So it's obviously a place that I'd love to investigate, but obviously can't because it's federal land. We go into a lot more historic buildings. We go into mines, old mining towns. We love to do old hotels and hospitals, anything with a lot of Vegas past and the state's past as well. And that's kind of what we're doing. We're actually doing an investigation tonight, a location that I've investigated well over 30 times since I've been out here. It's notoriously been on TV. Ghost Adventures did it. The Pioneer Saloon down in Good Springs. Famous as back to the 1800s. There's a couple miners that have been seen in the building. Also, one of the most famous ghosts in the building is Clark Gable. He was out here dating Carolyn Lombardo, and her plane crashed at Mount Potosi. And like, he stayed at the bar 4 days for her body to be recovered up on the mountain. So he's been reported there, as well as Carolyn. They've also been spotted down in the Oakman Hotel in Oakman, Arizona. So a lot of history between those two areas there. There's a lot of mines around the area. There's actually one mine shaft under the bar. So we don't usually do too much during the holidays. This is sort of our downtime.
Okay.
But we kind of do like a last, as I call it, our haunted holiday lockdown. That's something, as we finish up tonight, we keep it really reasonably priced. mm-hmm. for everybody to get a chance to get one little ghost hunt in before the end of the year, and this is it. So we're actually close to home, and, you know, everybody's a one-night investigation tonight, and everybody can go back to spend the rest of their holidays, you know, and do some Christmas shopping. So,
right.
And then we start picking back up in January, and we got a full 2016 calendar coming.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you said...
Really busy. We love checking out. What's that?
I was just going to ask, you said that once the building is demolished that the ghosts don't leave.
Some don't, yeah. It's case in point. I'll give you another example. Where, I don't know if you're into hockey or not, but where they built the brand new arena in Columbus, Ohio, where the Blue Jackets play,
mm-hmm.
that site there was originally an old prison. And basically, the prison burnt, and a lot of inmates were killed. And the new arena has been built on the top of the property. So I've heard different reports from out there that some parts of the arena has got some paranormal activity. So the spirits are just attached to that land. We've done a couple cases out here where, you know, Vegas way back then during mob days. A lot of homes and buildings weren't built. It was just empty desert. And during the mob days, somebody gets shot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Find a patch of desert, bury the guy. Next thing you know, you got a house on top of the property.
Yeah.
And we did one residential, and the home was built in 2005, I think, and they were actually kept seeing a full-bodied apparition there of a gentleman being shot.
Oh, wow.
So we kind of did some research, and we got actually some EVP evidence off of there that apparently this spirit that was attached in this home was actually from, you know, way back, you know, during the mob days. So it's, you know, it's again, Vegas's history is coming back.
Right.
You know, a lot of the buildings we're still trying to get in. We're still working trying to get in the Riviera, you know, before she goes down. So, again, those are all buildings that were all associated to the mob days and also the Rat Pack. So,
right.
You know, it's, Vegas is tough. It's a tough spot to investigate some areas. We do a lot of history out here. We're actually returning back next year back out to the old Mormon Fort, which the land was pioneer settlers went through there. So, you know, that goes way back even before the mob days. So we were catching, you know, it's kind of strange. You go kind of go downtown, and you'll actually see a bunch of casinos and some rundown buildings, and all of a sudden there's this old fort that is kind of just sitting there right next to Cashman Center. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, and all of a sudden this old fort goes back to the 1800s, and that's part of, you know, Vegas is in the state's past.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, we love checking these buildings out all across the state, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then, at the same time, we'll also hit a residential if we go into, you know, a town and everything. We've got a lot of stuff coming up next year. We're doing, we got some residentials back up in Eureka, and we were just up there. And we caught a lot of, we're actually the first team to ever get up in Eureka, and we caught a lot of stuff up there. So, it's a nice 6-hour drive, so, you know, we just love the history.
Yeah. When you go and do an investigation and you find a spirit, how do you know that a spirit is there? Like, how does the investigation take place?
Well, basically, I'm very sensitive. I can feel there's energy in the building, and we've got several of my members have been doing this a long time. They can feel it, too. I've got a couple mediums in my group.
Oh, okay.
That can actually feel the spirits. I'm very EMF sensitive, so I can definitely pick up strong EMF fields. And then we're using Kinect Xbox right now, and also thermal imaging, so we've caught a lot of stuff on those two devices, and then obviously recorders, audio recorders and full spectrum.
Okay.
So we're definitely picking up a lot of stuff. And then we basically, one part of investigating is you're going back and learning the history, what was on the property before that. We've done a building up in Beatty. The building actually was originally in Rhyolite, which is an old ghost town. And the building that we're actually investigating was an old brothel. So there's actually 5 spirits on the property, and we have gone up there twice already and caught a lot. You know, we're just trying to make contact with spirits are there. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, everybody thinks every haunted location has got a demon. You know, it's just the way Ghost Adventures portrays all this stuff, that more than likely, and it's not the case. I mean, you're going out there and you're just trying to communicate with the spirits. And I have a T-shirt that says "Ghosts for People Too," and that's the truth of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everything is demonic. You know, so far we haven't run into that case yet.
That's good.
But we do have a licensed ordained minister and a demonologist on hand if we need to.
Wow.
But, you know, that's the thing. Everybody portrays that. And it's, you know, so we go in there, we're looking to help those spirits out. A lot of times they don't want to cross over. We do have some girls on the other team that can help and cleanse the property and make them go across to the other side. You know, I know the guys in Tennessee, Ray Chasers, very nice guys and everything, but, you know, I'm not into the whole thing of doing a contraption and trying to build a trap for them and try to contain a ghost. I mean, the Ghost Hunters, Ghostbusters movie thing there where you're trying to put the spirit in the wall or trying to take an object away.
Right.
You know, where the spirits are attached to the building. They're going to stay.
Right.
And we're coming in from very scientific-minded and try to communicate with them and you know, understand why they're still there.
Okay. So you said you have a medium on your team, and I had read a story about the House of Death in New York City in Greenwich Village, about how when Jan Bryant Bartell lived there, she brought a medium in, and the medium was possessed by a spirit named Renee Mallison, who began shouting at the residents. Have you ever seen anything like that before, or what do you think about that?
No, I have not. I've not seen any possessions at all. I've been literally trying to go into a couple locations and try to make contact, and I've been basically scratched.
Oh.
Now, numerous times I've been pushed and shoved, and I had the strangest thing happen to me up the same where we're going in the end of January, back up to Beatty. I kept smelling cigarette smoke, and out of nowhere, I got like almost like a cigarette burn on my neck.
It just faded
away in a couple of minutes. It was the strangest thing I've ever had in my entire life. So it was weird. And no, never have been possessed. I've had one of my members is very, you gotta be strong when you do this. And you know, you gotta basically know you're not following me home, and you gotta believe in sage and faith and all that. I've got actually a Lord's Prayer ring right on my finger every time I go out. But she goes out and all of a sudden she's just that way, and all of a sudden spirits are following her home, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to stay there. So, I mean, you know, if you're going to have more activity in your home, and, you know, they're just attached to her because she lives in a house that actually a little girl drowned in the backyard in the pool. And then her and her son moved in this house, and all of a sudden now she keeps picking up activity every time we go out.
Oh, no.
You know, I said, you got to be a little strong on that. You can't, you know, it's like, nope, you need to stay here. You can't go with us, you know, and you're just talking to them like a normal, you know, person. And, you know, it's like, you got to stay here. I'm originally from New York, but I actually never investigated New York City. I heard of the house.
Right.
You know, down there, and I never got a chance to investigate. My areas were mostly upstate and into Pennsylvania and Jersey, all the areas of the Revolutionary War.
Oh, okay.
You know, and all that. I mean, Gettysburg and Pennsylvania is totally one of the most haunted states. Back east. I mean, it's just loaded with activity. And I see you're calling me from Louisiana. You're in one of the most haunted states. You know, everything from, you know, the Civil War and New Orleans,
One
of the most haunted cities. Yeah.
That's so weird.
You know,
I'm actually from there.
Plantations and, plantations everywhere, pretty much down south.
Okay.
You know, Mississippi, Alabama, into Florida. You get into one of the most haunted cities down in Florida, and that's St. Augustine. And then you go right up down, you know, down south, going back up the east, and the Carolinas, Georgia, and also into West Virginia, and all that area is just really loaded with paranormal activity.
Wow.
And in fact, the entire country is.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this a long time, and I want to definitely head over to Europe big time.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, I just had another question. In the story I was reading about the House of Death, it said that the spirit had told the residents to leave the house. Do you think that there are any ways that the spirits can live with the residents peacefully?
Or I've seen it happen before where it's like, if they live there and are still attached to the building and, you gotta go in there. It's kind of like, I'm living here now. You can either, stay here or move. It depends. I've seen a lot of families are just kind of, it's like, nope, you can't stay here. I'm here now, so you have to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a touchy situation. Yeah. I mean, we've done a couple homes out here where we've asked the spirit to leave, and, and then a couple months later, all of a sudden, the spirit's back. I've got the girl there can cleanse the home, but, and I can have a Catholic priest come over and bless the home. It's not guaranteed that the spirit's going to leave.
Okay.
So it's very, very touchy. We've done a couple residentials already that the spirits come back, so.
Yeah.
I've had some people who are just like, I need the energy out of here. It's like, that's not sometimes as easy as it can be.
Right.
If the spirit doesn't want to leave, it's not going to leave.
What happens when there are, do you see cases where there are more than just one spirit in one house? Like when there are multiple?
Oh, hell yeah.
Happens a lot? Okay.
Yeah.
And
we already did a residential up in Beatty right now. And yeah, we went in there and we caught a lot of stuff in there. And then it sort of, the house got cleansed. And then I was just talking to the homeowner a couple days ago, and she's like, you guys got to come back up. She says, the activity's increased now. We're actually finding out there's actually a family in there.
Oh, wow.
So it's, we're catching a lot of stuff in there. We're catching multiple things. We're catching upstairs in the one bedroom doors opening and closing. I've got some voices, uneasy feelings going in there, very lightheaded. So, we're going to go back up and see what's going on there. That's just our team, not the local team. But right now, it kind of slows down right now. We're not getting too many calls.
Okay.
Because it's holiday time and everything. So.
Right. At the House of Death, somebody had reported that they thought that they saw Mark Twain walk up in a white suit and begin speaking to them. Have you ever heard of someone, like, so famous and well-known like that being one of the spirits?
Twain was kind of like all over the place pretty much, out here. I mean, he's, well-known, it's actual Samuel Clemens, but he's mostly well-known up in northern Nevada, so he definitely got a couple goings around. I know he's also in Connecticut as well, so, I've never run across that. Anybody famous.
Right.
So, the thing is, the spirits will get around. It's the bottom line wherever they're attached to the building. We've got multiple buildings out here that Elvis stayed in. And he's constantly spotted. And same thing for Liberace. He's got several buildings out here that he used to use. So he's constantly spotted. So, I have not had any full-bodied apparitions of celebrities. I've seen right now I'm at 60. Just recently we did back up at Goldfield, and actually that was my 64th apparition in almost 30 years. So it was actually a little boy, but you get into that apparitions, it's a lot of times it's residual, because especially the spirit doesn't want you to know that you're even there. And I actually had a little image of a boy coming and singing, and all of a sudden within a couple minutes he disappeared. So a lot of times it's residual. So
that's really interesting.
So far, I have not made any contact. A few times, actual spirit actually see me and then try to make some kind of contact. But a lot of times it's all residuals. They don't even know you're there. They don't even care that you're there. Especially the one down in the birdcage in Tombstone, which is one of the most haunted locations down in Arizona. It's a residual of a prostitute. She just does her normal course.
You
can be there in the building or not. She just goes and flies right down the back poker steps. I've seen her numerous times. So I've had one trippy thing. Yeah, we got called out to do the Plaza Hotel here in Vegas, and when the building was being renovated, and a lot of known for a lot of suicides, you know, way back, and I actually caught a full-bodied apparition go right through me, and it just literally dropped my temperature right down. I mean, it felt like I was just walked into a freezer. Every hair on my arm was standing up. I thought, oh my God. So it just seems like I've been doing this so long that the spirits seem to, you know, not attach themselves to me, but basically, you know, come directly. I'm sort of like a magnet for the paranormal, and I've got a couple of guys on the team that are basically skeptics, and I was like, geez, you know, nothing's happening to me. It's like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So why do you think that the spirits don't want to cross over? Like, why do you think they stay?
Because they're attached to the area. You know, they just haven't, it's all with the tragedy that they went through.
Okay.
You know, you can go into a location and there could be 20 murders in there, and, you know, we're still getting, I can get to you right now, I mean, there's still activity down at the 9/11 site. I mean, we actually did an investigation here in Vegas at the Atomic Testing Museum, and we got some stuff there, and there's still, you know, they're attached to that location, or attached to some parts in the building, and there's actually two beams from the World Trade Center in the Atomic Testing Museum, and we're catching stuff off that.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're catching high EMF fields right off the beam. You know, there's no wires, no, you know, it's not next to an electrical box, it's not nothing, you know, so, you know, that's the thing, it just draws it, you know, if you're getting high EMFs coming from a home, and the building is, you know, a lot of exposed wiring, it's going to bring out the paranormal. It's almost the same thing as running water. It's the same thing as lime or crystal or quartz in the rocks. They're going to draw it out. That's sort of like the magnet for paranormal. It's like, here's some more energy for you to manifest.
Wow.
And we've seen that happen a lot of times. Especially, you know, I mean, I don't know if you ever caught the TAPS episode where they went down to the Cashtown Inn in Gettysburg. They went down there, and they went into the basement, and it's just wire lines going everywhere and copper, and it was, you know, it's a magnet for EMF fields, and they were just getting all sorts of activity going on. Items being moved, voices, you know, it's just sort of like a big, huge EMF conductor. It's like, here you go. There's some more energy for you, because it takes a lot of energy for spirits to come out and manifest. So, especially, you know, I mean, look at all the energy in Gettysburg, you know, all the death there and everything. So, it's just, boom, they all die tragically.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, they're, you know, you're shot, you're stuck to that area. You haven't died peacefully.
Right.
You know, so, you're stuck there.
Okay.
So, that's the thing, you know, we're just very interested in this, and run up the shows that are just like, oh, we're going out for the ratings, you know, and a couple of episodes of Ghost Adventures that I saw, it's like, oh, we gotta step the boundaries of demonic, that's like, why? That's like, I'm not interested in that field. I'm not gonna go out there and not bring Ouija boards to investigations. That's opening doors that I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know, if we come across into that field, and we can't handle it, none of my team will handle it, we'll call somebody in that's licensed demonologist. I am not getting something following me home. Now, I did Bobby Mackey's out in Kentucky, and I'm just there trying to communicate. Next thing I know, I got scratched. Ghost Adventures went in there, and they said, you know what, this is the portal hell, why don't you come out and get out of that ground and get us? Well, guess what? All three investigators got something following them home.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You're opening doors that you don't want to open. So that's why I tell my team, it's like, you're not bringing any Ouija boards, we're not drawing pentagrams, we're not going into that area.
Okay.
Just opening doors that you don't want to go. So.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Okay, those are all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else that you want to tell me, something that you think I should know for my interview?
What's this going into? Is this going to an article, or?
I'm doing a project for my integrative studio class, I'm just, compiling all the information into an audio document and, sending it to my teacher, and then me and my, other group members are going to be creating, a a piece that correlates with it. We don't really know what we're going to do. We're thinking about, like, creating a model of the House of Death and, like, including the stories of it, and then integrating the audio into, like, the building of the model. So, like, have, like, your answers or something like that in the building. But,
Yeah, I've had actually one gentleman do the same thing out here in UNLV. He was actually a student trying to study the paranormal. And he did a whole piece on us and everything.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, so he did that. And then, recently in the RJ out here in October, did a full piece article on us and everything. Yeah, they always do something like that for Halloween.
It
was great. You know, it just got us in there because we just came back from Pioche and Eureka. And it was perfect timing.
We're
up there and checked out three more historic buildings that had never been touched before, and we caught a lot of stuff up there. So, we tried to go back. How they call us out to do the Jackson House Hotel in Eureka, and she's all my ex-employers think there is something demonic and negative here in the building. And after we got done, after our second trip up there, and I said, no. I said, what you have is, you have the state's history. You have Eureka's history in its past, living it.
Right.
There's nothing here that's evil and gonna get pushed. It's just, we got some responses, so they wanted to talk to us, and that's kind of it. A lot of times, the spirits get pissed off.
Yeah,
so, just the way it goes. I mean, I got my Holy Grail places that I want to investigate. Obviously, Europe being one.
Right.
And the other place that I know I'll never get in, nobody will get in, to investigate, and that's the White House. Try to investigate the old presidents and everybody that went through there and everything, try to make contact with George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and, that's great. But, it's just impossible, so.
Yeah.
We just try to go out and, another thing, too, is you go into these other locations, like mental asylums, Man, there's a lot of energy there, a lot of bad energy, especially the persons that have gone through bad life, you're in a mental asylum and then you're going through shock therapy and all sorts of different things, or, one of the most haunted locations back east is Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Kentucky, where that was all tuberculosis, and they were well over 6,000 deaths through there.
That's
Auschwitz out in Poland. Concentration camp. There's over 2 million Jews got murdered there.
Right.
I tried to go out there and investigate it, but somebody went in there and vandalized it.
And
now they're not letting anybody in. So, that's a shame. It's really sad. I mean, you go in there. I was talking to a team out in Krakow, Poland. They went in there several years ago and investigated it for 2 nights, and it was really sad. They caught something like over 200 EVPs out of there, and everything was all sad, helping, help me, and cries, and screams and everything. It was all during
the war.
Sometimes we go out there and it's emotional, it's sad, you're trying to make contact and you pick up all these sad little things and they get EVPs, it's like, please help me, and you can't really do anything because the person's already dead.
Right.
It's just really sad sometimes, but we just go in there and that's what we do. We do our research and we collect evidence and we come to a conclusion. That's what we do.
Alright. Well, thank you so much for letting me call you, and I really appreciate it on such a short notice.
No problem.
All right.
I understand you talked to Erin, too, she's actually one of my other members.
Yeah. I was so happy because she said that I should contact you and get your interview instead, and I was happy that she referred me.
Erin hasn't been doing it as long as I have, but Erin is actually part of my residential team.
Oh, okay.
So, actually, I took them over, kind of, because we needed the help. Because every time we go out and do some traveling, then I get constantly hit with a lot of residential calls at the same time. I can't, So, I said I needed another team, and I've got several people that can't do traveling. So, I said, we formed another little team out here, and that's what they're helping completely out, which helps us out. Right now, we're extremely backed up. We're backed up on all sorts of evidence right now. We're still going through evidence back in October. So this is our downtime right now, and we're always looking for more people. Because, I mean, we're growing, and we're going to get busy.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly getting calls. So I'm desperate looking for quality people, and it's hard finding people.
Yeah, I bet. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day for letting me call you.
Yep. You have a good holiday, and any more questions you need, just give me a shout.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. Bye.
Yeah, it's off.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever encountered.